Hello, welcome to Diving Into Writing with me, Lucinda Pebray and Anna Singh. Join us on our writing journey. So Anna, you went to a writing class this week.
Yesterday, this morning, and I really enjoyed it. It was where I live, and in the cafe near where I live anyway, and it was perfect. It was well attended, it was 12 or so people, very good tutor, and we did lots of short exercises.
So not novel writing, but just creative writing.
Yes, just creative writing.
And oiling your creativity so that then you can get back into your novel.
Yes, that's what I thought, and that's what I hope. And I certainly came back feeling very energised from it.
Yeah. So how many writing exercises did you do?
Well, I think it was about three or four. There was one just where she talked about what inspires us, which we've talked about, but and she brought some photographs in to show us. And that wasn't really an exercise, but then there was a word exercise, like almost like a word game, where she gave us four words, or some of them were two words, and we had to write down what they made us think of.
So the other people in your group, had they all done writing before, or was it the first time for some of them?
I would only have to guess, because she didn't ask us. But I was impressed that people came up with very creative ideas, all of them. Whether that means they've been to classes before or not, I couldn't tell you yet. I might know in a week or two.
Well, usually, to read your own stuff out, usually you've done it before, haven't you? Or I certainly wouldn't have gone to my first class, done something and read it out confidently. Mm. It was something I had to build up to.
Yes, I know, and I felt slightly nervous, and I don't usually feel nervous because, as you know, in my past I've had to do lots of speaking up front and things, but I did, and I didn't know why that was, particularly with the one piece.
I think it's different if it's your own writing, though,
yes,
because it's a part of you that you're putting out there.
Yeah, and this was a group of people, and I only vaguely knew one of them.
Yeah.
The rest were completely new to me.
So it does take a level of confidence to dive straight in there.
It does.
Yeah.
Very apt, given the title of the website. I really was diving into writing. So then we got an exercise where we were given sentence openers just to get us going. And I don't think she'd mind, her name's Alice, me saying that one of them was, I walk through the garden gate and... ...
Now, so you just sat there and came up with a story?
Yes. Well, it wasn't a story. It was not long enough for a story, but it was that much, which is five lines or so. And there were four, so I did about five lines on the four stream of consciousness sort of thing.
And did you find it easy?
I did find that one easy, yes. I found the next one as well, where we had to combine the four, quite easy. And then I did a poem at the end, which was slightly more difficult to get going straight into.
Did she ask for a poem, or
no,
was it just something?
She just asked you to write about some of your stream of consciousness words. You had to circle some of the words that you'd used, that you liked. And even you could have used some of the words that other people used that you liked. And then do something with it. It could be anything. And some people did a funny... There was one very funny one. There was quite a dark one. There were some people who wrote more like journalism style. And then I decided, I don't know why, to do a poem.
Oh, you see, I think that you're quite gifted at poetry.
Thank you.
Because you have had one published, haven't you?
Yes, an online competition. Mm. But, you know, it's something to practice. And later on I might remember a quote I like about practicing from Aristotle. So remind me nearer the end.
Okay.
and I'll say it. But yeah, it was a really good morning, and it's just proof again that it really helps to share and come out of your writer's bubble every now and again.
Yeah. So I'm just interested in the idea of, and I know I've done it myself, but you're given a short piece or a line, and how you can come up with something on the spot, yes, because you've got a time limit to produce something. And where that comes from.
Yeah, well, I wish I could do it every day. That's the thing. I find it so much easier when there are some, I suppose it's almost like a circle or a boundaries to my time, whereas when my time's open, I'm not so good at disciplining myself.
Do you remember we talked about, you asked me about writing a short story, didn't you? And how having a word limit, even though I go right up to the wire,
yes,
and how that helped. And it really does help. And I don't understand it.
I don't fully understand it. And a lot of writers, successful writers, novelists, talk about structure, and they do structure their day. And I think if you had to work it out, the majority of those writers do something like sit down at their desk at 9 o'clock, stay there till 1, have something to eat, sit there again from some time, specific time. And nearly all of them say that.
Some go on words, don't they? The number of words,
yes,
written. But my problem with that is, for me, I never just write. I do have periods where I just write, but I also do some editing alongside of that. Or if I get fed up of, or get stuck, I'll do a bit of editing and then, you know, just go back and do a bit of editing and then move on. So I find it difficult, the concept of writing 2,000 words before you finish, or it doesn't mean a lot to me, the number of words.
No, I don't think I could do number of words. I might be able to do number of pages, like so many A4.
What, would you just write big?
I might.
Yeah. So, would you be happy to read any of what you did?
Yes, well, I think I'll read the piece. I did do a poem, but this isn't a poem. But it is a first draft, anyone who's listening. This is exactly as I wrote it, straight down. Rue Amélie. I am in Paris in a small cafe. There's a heart shape in my coffee, and my pen is in my hand. Dear Raji, I remember that when I was born, my mother sent a telegram to this address. Now I'm here, and you may say, about time too. I sometimes wish you'd not read my poem that day, but you were right. Then I wonder, when you said my love line was complicated, did that make my story? I plan to make my new story heart-shaped. The street is quiet, and I look along it to the house where you lived. I'm thinking about the rest of your prediction. The end. Inspired by my cup of coffee, which had a heart on the cappuccino.
It's got the elements that I really like there. So you start off with this picture, with the detail of having the pen and the heart-shaped coffee. And then you move into a little bit mystical, reading the palm.
Yes.
And that draws you on into wanting to know what's going on. Do you know what was going on?
Well, yes, in a way, because it was based on my life. So, of course, I know what was going on, or what did happen, and what might now happen. But the people in the group, some of them said that they wanted to know. Well, one person said specifically, I want to know what happened next. So probably you're right, that it was enough to get that, which was great. I was really happy. And someone else asked about the name. Had I made up the name? But I hadn't, actually.
Okay.
And the feedback was quite positive in general, so I was pleased.
So is there a part of you that would like to expand on that and make it into more of a story, a short story or a novel? Or take it somewhere.
Yes, because I'm not writing my own story. So the my project at the moment is a novel, and it's not about me. But obviously, when you do something that works, that is more your own experience, that's always a slight pointer to tell you perhaps that is an area you could do. I wouldn't write an autobiography. I haven't had that sort of life where I think it really deserves to go out on a bookshelf.
You could do a memoir, though.
Yeah, maybe. But, it's more interesting, isn't it, for somebody in a band or, somebody really famous, does it?
I don't know.
I do think my story's an interesting one, but possibly not enough for that. But maybe I'd find the right way of doing it. I don't know.
Because, of course, you could tell your story without saying that it's your story or disguise it somewhat if you wanted.
Yes, oh, I could, yes, yeah. And I may do one day. And, of course, bits of it come in. However much you're writing about something else or think you are, your own feelings and your story and maybe your values do come into your writing, whatever you think you're doing about it.
I have elements that keep coming up into my writing. And it's not a conscious thing. Something that I can, when I read back, I can think, oh, yeah, those relationships, there's something there that's obviously deep-rooted and maybe something that needs exploring.
Yeah. And you see, there's an idea in that piece that I've been interested in a lot, which is, if someone tells you your fortune, not necessarily my dad, although he did actually read my poem, but someone else read my daughter's poem once when we were in India. And I just think, is it a good thing? Because, and that's what I was exploring there, does it shape your story? I mean, you could start being a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
That sort of thing really interests me. And what was that? Theme that I was just touching on there.
You're talking about this now, and it's reminding me that my mother was really traumatised by seeing a fortune teller, and she told her that she would die young, and well, it depends. I mean, she died 4 years ago at 67, but is that young? Because she always thought it would meant younger.
Yeah. So you could be worried for years, couldn't you? You could even make yourself ill if you believe that about illness, that your feelings can affect it. So I do think it's something to be cautious about.
Yeah.
And I have wondered whether I should have said no.
Yeah. And did your dad have a gift for
reading? He did. And my mum refused him to do it for her.
Yeah.
Which I think was wise.
How old were you?
About 20.
Okay, so you were old enough to make your own decision.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I made my decision. But I'm a very different personality from my mum. And to her, the idea was a dreadful idea to have this. So she just stopped it straight away. And that happened many years before.
I can see why you've got the elements there for a story, haven't you? The mystery, the where could it go? All the layers are there. Yeah, you should definitely do it.
So I also wrote a poem, a whole poem, but a poem I think you do need to work on the drafts pretty much.
Yeah, to get your...
It's early days. But what I thought I would tell you about it, rather, I won't read it, but it was just based on a TV programme I saw last night, a documentary. So that's another thing we can add to our list of things that can prompt you to write. It was a documentary.
What was it about?
It was about Romani, the travellers. And I watched it and I was interested in something there, you see, why travellers have such a lot of prejudice against them. And they come from northern India originally, 500 years ago, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But why, what do some people who came from that part of the world that I come from, rather more privileged bit of, but why do they have that different image?
Yeah.
So I was quite fascinated. But the poem I wrote was about just the themes that came across in it, which was to do with being free or being made to settle down.
Yeah. About investing in the community.
Yeah.
Well,
so I had fun. So now you know what a good session it was.
Wow. I wish I could come and join you.
Well, I wish you could.
Yeah, unfortunately I've got to work.
Thank you for listening. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or visit our website at divingintowriting.com. We'd love to hear from you, and if you'd like to leave us a review, we'd be ever so grateful. Bye for now.